Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of dominion. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 from the Easy Bible says, God blessed them. He said to them, give birth to children, grow in number, fill the earth, and rule over it. Rule over the fish in the sea, rule over the birds in the sky, rule over every different kind of living animal that moves along the ground. Hallelujah.
Welcome back to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifune. I'm your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God.
This shout out goes out to all our friends, well wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. God richly bless you for your deliberate efforts and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, just click on the share button and spread the gospel to the word. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after the short musical break. Stay right there, don't go anywhere. Hallelujah, glory to God. That was Pastor Shirley Caesar singing Armor of God. I hope you were blessed by it. Amen. You're welcome back. Here's God's word for the 12th day in April 2024. How to apply your spiritual weapon, part 6, the sword of the spirit. The opening scripture is from Ephesians chapter 6 verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Heavenly Father, we thank you for life. We thank you for that gift that you have given to us. We're grateful, Father, for health and strength, for sound mind, and for your word that you have sent to us today. We ask that you bless your word in our hearts with understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. The last armor listed by Apostle Paul is a sword of the Spirit. Apostle Paul explains that the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. In other words, the Word of God functions like the sword of a Roman soldier in the battlefield, both attacking his adversary and defending or shielding himself from being harmed. Interestingly, the sword is the only piece of armor that is both offensive and defensive. Every other weapon we have discussed before now is defensive or protective in nature. But the sword serves as both a defensive and offensive weapon at the same time. The Word of God is the most effective or potent weapon that God has given to the believer to engage the adversary in the battlefield of life. One of the reasons why the sword is so effective is because it can serve as an emergency cover or stand in for any of the other pieces of armor. For example, if the shield or the breastplate were to fall off a soldier, he would use a sword as a temporary defense mechanism to protect his body from being hurt while he is trying to pick up his shield or fasten the breastplate. In the same way, if your faith seems to be dwindling or condemnation and guilt seem to be invading your life, you should use the Word of God to build back your faith and develop skills in the Word of Righteousness. Never trivialize the word of God, because it is the basis of all your dominion and victories in life. During the days of his flesh, when the devil hurled his temptations at Jesus in the wilderness, the Lord used the word of God to counter and silence the adversary repeatedly. He used the word of God as the sword of the Spirit to incapacitate Satan. In the same way, you too should become conversant with the word of God so that you can correctly deploy it to counter every lie of the devil and overpower him when he tempts or attacks you. It is important to mention that not all word of God will work in every circumstance. Hence, you must know which word to deploy depending on the peculiar situation or circumstance. For example, the word of God that Jesus used in countering the devil when he asked the master to turn stone into bread was different from the word he used when Satan asked him to fall down and worship him. You must become familiar with the word of God so that you may know which word to apply in a given situation. We could find that reference in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. The second thing to mention about the application of the word is that it is the word that is in you that can produce results. In other words, if the word of God does not dwell in you, it will not work through you. Colossians chapter 3 verse 16. Thirdly, God wants you to boldly declare whatever he has said in scripture concerning you and any situation or circumstance you might be facing. Hebrews 13 verses 5 and 6. Therefore, be bold to speak the word of God over every situation and circumstance in the name of Jesus, and they will respond according to your command or expectation. Luke chapter 10 verse 17. So, be serious about reading, studying, and meditating on the word of God, because your overall victory depends on it. Shalom. Let us pray, believers. Say after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for making it possible for me to have access to your written words. I receive grace to read, study, and meditate on your word daily, so that my profiting will be known to all. In Jesus' name, and we all say, Amen.
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. O Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe he died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you have entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokuta, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Hillsong Worship, singing Your Word. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, Alex Afamifene. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
You never.